Are you ready to discover all of Orlando? You're listening to the Life in Orlando podcast, where locals can be tourists and tourists can be locals. Here are your hosts, Ron and Angie Howell.
Hello, everyone. Thanks so much for joining for episode 10 of the Life in Orlando podcast.
Hey, guys. Glad to have you with us today.
For those of you who are just wrapping up spring break, we hope that you had a fantastic time. I know that there were many, many of you right here in Orlando over the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, and thankfully we've had some really nice weather the past couple of weeks as well.
Yeah, we really have for the most part, and we are just seeing an increase in visitors at the theme parks and at the attractions, and it is so awesome to see.
And in the skies.
Yes.
Seeing a lot of airplanes flying in and out.
We are. We live close to the airport, and we have noticed over the past couple of weeks a substantial increase in the number of airplanes that are coming and going.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was so odd, you know, a year ago to look up and you would only see a few go through the day, as in typically they're just coming and going constantly. So that's
right.
Something I haven't really thought about that much until we really started thinking about it last week and really paying close attention to the increase that we were seeing.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Huge increase.
Yes, but it is absolutely good to see. And we have...
And our roads are busier too, of course.
Yeah, well, yes, with that. With more people come busier traffic and the busier streets, but that's okay, you know what? We'll take it to have some of our tourism,
yes,
some of our visitors back here. It's just been so awesome to see. And today we have a fun topic since we are now nearing the end of the spring break time. What else do we have left except for?
The beach.
The beach during the summertime.
That's
so
right.
A lot of people have been at the beach already. It's been kind of difficult for us to even find an available hotel room over the next month.
It's been ridiculous to find a hotel.
Yeah, so it may seem a little premature to talk about summer, but actually it's not. Because if you're planning on coming down to Florida into the
beach. I just thought of Olaf. And summer and everything warm.
Of course.
Just one
of our favorites.
Funny.
Well, we are going to talk about our favorite beach today, Clearwater Beach. And hopefully, if you're planning on coming here this summer, you're already thinking about where you're going to stay. But we're going to provide a lot of great information and some great firsthand information because we visit frequently. That's hopefully going to help you with your planning for your visit to Clearwater Beach.
Yeah, absolutely. You're here in Orlando and you're taking some extra time and going over to the beach. Clearwater is definitely one that I highly recommend if it fits into your schedule.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Well, I would say that even before we moved to Orlando over 10 years ago, Clearwater was our favorite beach. And
absolutely.
You've been traveling the Clearwater for a
Jeez.
Long
time. We won't talk
time.
About my age, but I've been going there since I was a junior in high school.
Yeah, and I would say that there were very little hotels there at that point, and
there were very few anythings there at that point.
Yeah, and we have even seen over the past 10 years such a huge increase in popularity and a huge increase in development there.
Yeah, it definitely boomed.
Yeah, I would say it's been really funny. I get a lot of people who email me and ask questions, which I love and really appreciate. And over the past, I would say 4 or 5 months, the questions that I receive over Clearwater are almost exceeding Orlando-based questions because so many people are preparing to go there right now for
right.
the summertime. So we thought that given that and given the fact that we can hardly even find a hotel room over there this month.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
In April, the people are hearing about Clearwater. They're learning about how awesome it is. I mean, it's been ranked as the top beach for several years anyway.
Yeah, over time, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So I definitely think that more and more people are hearing about it, and for good reason. It is just a fantastic beach. It is located on the west side of the state on the Gulf.
On the Gulf Coast, yep.
So from downtown Orlando to Clearwater Beach, you're looking at 108 miles. And from Disney, you're looking at 90 miles. So if you're driving there during a time when there is no heavy traffic.
Does that exist?
You're laughing at that.
You're never driving there when there's no heavy traffic.
Well, the fact is that...
Maybe at 3 o'clock in the morning.
In order to get there, you basically hit I-4 and you drive all the way to the end of I-4, essentially, right? Yeah. Doesn't I-4 end over there, right by Tampa?
Yep.
And you're going to reach Tampa, and you drive through Tampa, and you just keep heading west, and you're going to hit Clearwater. So, depending on the time of day, you could get there in as little as an hour and a half, or it could take you over 2 hours.
True. Yeah, very true. Depending on, like she said, the time of day you're going, the causeway can get really backed up, getting into the beaches. So definitely prepare yourself for that. If you can go earlier in the morning, that's super ideal, of course. Because if you're going to try to head over there around 11 o'clock, you're going to be stuck on the causeway for a long period of time. And it's going to be very frustrating. And it's going to take up a lot of your time that you could be spending on the beach in the nice white powdered sand with your feet dug in, enjoying the rays.
Yes, especially on the weekend. During the weekday, during off season, it may not be as bad, but during the weekend, definitely you need to leave early and to arrive there as early as possible for the traffic. And then also for another reason, and this is a really big tip, is that parking can be little tricky there. You're really going to have a difficult time finding any spot where you can park for free.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of parking options. If you are going to be in the main area of the beach, I would say around the pier, from the pier all the way down to Opal Sands, which is basically at the end of Clearwater Beach.
Just south of the pier.
Then you can find street meter parking. That fills up quickly. Mm-hmm. There is a parking lot right by the pier. There's a parking lot down that's right by Opal Sands that's a paid parking as well. And then other than that, you're going to be looking at parking garages. And a couple of parking garages, there's one right by the Hilton, one by the Hyatt,
mm-hmm.
A really large one right by the Hyatt. And pricing is going to greatly depend on what day you go. I have seen it before on Memorial Day, for instance, parking has been $50 for the day.
Yeah, which is just crazy. You're going to the beach on Memorial Day. Just plan accordingly.
Normally it's 20. You may pay 20, you may pay 25, you may pay 30. Honestly, it's going just to depend on what time of year it is, what day it is, and where exactly the parking is.
And what direction the wind's blowing.
It just seems to change so much. But that is just one tip, is just to be prepared. Don't drive around for half an hour trying to find some free parking somewhere.
Yeah, because it's not there.
You're not going to find it, and you're just going to be spinning your wheels and wasting time.
So literally just spinning your wheels.
Yeah, so just honestly, just grab a spot in one of those areas that I just mentioned, and know you're just prepare ahead of time and know that you're going to pay for parking.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of the hotels, some of my favorite hotels there.
Yeah, so we've personally stayed in most of these bigger hotels. I think that the first one that we should really talk about is the oldest and almost a staple, and this is the Hilton.
Yeah, it's the first one I stayed in.
Is it?
Yeah.
How long ago?
A long time ago. Let's just say back before the renovations, when the older rooms didn't really seem so old.
Well, the Hilton has been there for a long time, and honestly, this hotel is in the prime location. It is located right by the pier, right across the street from the marina, and it is surrounded by restaurants and shops. Yeah. And the best part about the Hilton is that it is located right on the sand. This isn't the case with all of the hotels we're going to be talking about and all the hotels in Clearwater. So if being right on the sand is important for you, then the Hilton could be a really good option for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, like you said, right there at the pier. So it's well located there, coming right off the causeway. It's just centrally located to the actual Clearwater Beach area. And then you do have some good restaurants and shops right there next to it, as well as the little inflatable park that's there next to the pier is right there. So definitely a top spot for location.
Yes. I mean,
if we're talking location, 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 this is it.
And
this is the real estate guy in me, sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. I think that the Hilton is really great if you have small kids because, one, it is right on the sand. Two, the resort offers a lot of kids programs.
Mm-hmm.
There at the hotel, they have two pools, which are also great. And I just think that there's a lot of great activities for kids. At night, there's movies in the park located at the park right beside of the Hilton. So that's a great activity. Mm-hmm. There's fire pits out on the beach at night. Also for adults, there's a cool tiki bar right on the beach. There's a bar at the pool. There's a restaurant. And then there's also in front at the hotel, you're going to be able to find some chair and umbrella rentals. Those are going to be an additional charge, not included in your resort fee that you're going to pay.
Which is crazy, but okay.
Yes, we have a thing about resort fees. We're not going to go on a rant right now, but anyway. And then also there is a company there that rents out jet skis and kayaks and different water sports as well.
Yeah. Yep. Awesome. One of my favorite hotels that I really have kind of just grown to love a little bit, which is one of the newer hotels on the beach, is Opal Sands. Opal Sands is a really cool, it's a large curved mirror hotel, and it's right at the end of Clearwater Beach. So it's not centrally located, it's not necessarily the best location overall, but the hotel itself, of course, it's new. But it is just, wow, it's nice. And the views, if you have at the oceanfront rooms, are just, wow, they're killer. They are really cool. Can't say enough good stuff about Opal Sands, in my opinion. I really like it. The pool's nice. You have easy access down to the beach from there. And then the views, you get the sunsets, everything. It's
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, if you've been to Clearwater Beach recently, then you've likely seen Opal Sands. It's that really large, curved, mirror-like hotel at the end of Clearwater Beach. You just can't miss it, and it's beautiful. And it's so contemporary and so modern. Even the lobby, the interior of the hotel, the rooms, I would say, are a larger room. Even the standard king size room is much larger than a typical hotel
Definitely.
Room.
Yeah.
All of the rooms have balconies. Most of the rooms have a great view. And something to keep in mind, though, is that the way that Opal Sands is positioned, where it's right at the end of Clearwater Beach, it's on the water and it's on the Gulf, but it's not necessarily beachfront. If you walk out of Opal Sands and to the right, you're going to kind of be right on the beach, but the water in front of the hotel is not the beach.
Right.
So I think that that's just something to keep in mind. The pool is a real, it has a real fun vibe. There's some fun music playing there. There's cabanas you can rent. There's a bar there.
Yeah, large hot tub.
There's a really large
hot tub
there. And Opal Sands also has some suites as well. So if you need a larger space, then that's a good option for you as well. I would think that Opal Sands is great for couples.
Yeah.
I would say it's a great spot for couples, and I would say it's a great spot if you have a group of friends, if you're there for a birthday party or a bachelor or bachelorette party or something like that. I think that this is a great hotel for that as well.
It's worth it, in my opinion. I like it. Mm-hmm. It's a great hotel. It's also pet friendly, which is cool.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. It's pet friendly.
Yep.
Yes, it is.
Titan approves.
Titan approves. Yes, he does. All right, so moving on, let's go down to the sister hotel of Opal Sands, which is all the way on the other side of Clearwater Beach, and this is Sand Pearl. If you are looking for something that's a little quieter, Sand Pearl is definitely it. It's not fully in the residential area, but it is the resort that's the furthest north that we're going to talk about. And it's actually really the closest thing to a full Florida resort that you're going to find in Clearwater Beach. It has a huge, beautiful resort pool, which is kind of like a tropical oasis. There's a Four Diamond restaurant located right on site. There's a lot of kids activities. There's a kids club that is right there. And just like the Hilton, this is the other hotel that is located right on the sand. So if that's important for you, then the Sand Pearl could be a great option.
Yeah, and it's just north of the Hilton. Mm-hmm. Right there, so.
It is. And there are, we're going to talk about restaurants in a few minutes, but there are two of our favorite restaurants located right by Sand Pearl, and that's Frenchie's and Clear Sky Cafe.
Yeah, both really good.
Yes.
Really good. Another cool thing about these beaches and those two hotels specifically is how wide the beaches are in front of them.
It really is.
So there's tons and tons of space to set up. So even for a time like right now where we're going through COVID and there's still social distancing recommended and things like that, with these beaches being so wide, you can still kind of have plenty of space between families, between parties, while you're setting up on the beach and not to really worry about being right on top of each other. I mean, I know spring break, it's probably a little more crowded than not. And so, let's be real, it's going to be crowded. But you can, in regular situation, a lot of times, have enough space to spread out.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
That's good to keep in mind.
Yes. So, if you are looking for a hotel in a prime location like the Hilton, right in the middle of the beach, right in the middle of everything, then the Wyndham is a really good option for you. It's a large hotel. It's fairly new. There are 343 rooms, but out of those, 331 of those are standard rooms, and there's only 12 suites. So just keep that in mind that a lot of the rooms are going to be basic size rooms. They do have some really cool room options, such as a room with bunk beds and a king bed, which is great if you have kids. So that's an option. But if you do want to stay on that Wyndham property and you do need something much larger, connected to the Wyndham Grand is Club Wyndham. It is actually a timeshare property. It has a little over 100 rooms, but sometimes you can book these for nightly rentals. And these are going to be a more of a condo style room with a 1 and 2 bedrooms with full kitchens in those. So if you need something larger, then kind of call or kind of look specifically at Club Wyndham for that, because most of the rooms you're going to find at Wyndham Grand are going to be your standard size rooms.
That's a really good tip.
Yeah, granted, a lot of those are going to have really great views. One biggie to think about with the Wyndham Grand is that although it's situated in a perfect location, it is across the streets from the beach.
Yeah.
So you are going to have to cross a road to get to the sand. It's not a super huge deal unless you have these expectations of staying in a hotel right on the sand. Also at the Wyndham Grand, there's a pool on the ground level. There's a hot tub there, a spa, fitness center. They have several different restaurants as well.
Right on.
Yeah.
Then we come to the Hyatt, which is the big, huge pink property. Can't miss it. It is going to hit you in the face when you come across the causeway. You're going to see the big pink, and that is the Hyatt. This is also where one of the good parking garages is at to park.
Yeah, it is.
We're connected to it or right by it. A lot of times we'd park there and come down the elevator to the base of this property and walk across to the beach. So really cool hotel. Again, right in the middle of everything, right in the center of the activity. You have several restaurants right there as well as shops. You have your favorite. What's the song?
Sir Style.
No, it's going to be in your head all night long.
In your head forever.
Thank you. With the Hyatt, you have 287 rooms, which is going to be 256 suites with a variety of golf views and sizes that kind of fit your needs.
Yeah, so contrary to the Wyndham Grand, the Hyatt is an ideal place to stay if you need a lot of room, because most of the rooms at the Hyatt are suites. We stayed a couple of years ago in this amazing oceanfront two-bedroom suite. Do you remember that?
Well, I remember.
And it had full kitchen, fully equipped. We woke up and our bed was facing the window, and you just woke up to these amazing...
We had a bedroom for our buggy.
We did. Well, we were upgraded, and there was only two of us, and there was an entire extra bedroom that we didn't even need, so we just stored all of our...
We stored our little wagon in there with our coolers and all that stuff.
Yeah, but it was super amazing, and this is going to be, guys, right in the middle of all of the hustle and bustle. I feel like it's really, really busy there, but it's because a lot of people who come over for day trips park right in that area as well. So it's busy, but there's a lot to do. There is the Surfstyle, which is that two-story surf shop that's connected to the Hyatt, as well on the lower level. There's a really nice and really well-equipped convenience store that has a lot of items in there as well. So if you kind of need to do a quick little grocery shopping, then that's available there as well.
As well as I don't think it's a Flow Rider brand necessarily. Isn't the Flow Rider in there?
Yeah, there's a Flow Rider.
Is it an actual Flow Rider? I don't remember if it's Flow Rider or not, but they have a little surf pool kind of. It's really cool.
Something like that. The Hyatt really is recommended for those. If you want to be right in the middle of everything, you need a lot of space, you have a higher budget because this is one of the more expensive hotels in Clearwater Beach, and you don't mind being across the street from the beach, then a Hyatt could be a really good option.
I mean, it seems like your beachfront, but you are literally across the street.
You do have to cross a street to get to the
beach.
Correct. Yes, correct. All right. I think that the last one we should hit on is one that we haven't stayed at in many, many, many years, but I think we have to talk about Shepherd's.
Shepherd's, yeah. Shepherd's is cool.
Shepherd's is not directly on the main Clearwater Beach. Keep in mind, they do have their own small private beach, and it's a few minutes walking distance to the beach. So Shepherd's describe itself as Florida's number one beachside entertainment resort.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think to say Florida, I would say...
I don't know what number one.
The Clearwater Beach. But I think if you say Florida, aren't you comparing yourself to all of the Miami beaches in all of
those
resorts?
Well, yeah, but you also have stuff up in Panama City, Club La Vila.
Club La Vila, that's not still around, is it?
I don't know.
No.
I'm just thinking of my early days when I used to go and... have fun at Club La Vila.
I'm sure you did, but I don't think it's still around.
I don't know. Maybe we need to check that out.
We need to verify that.
Haven't been in Panama City in a long time.
I know, right? But Shepherd's Beach Resort is a spot if you are looking for a lot of entertainment right at the hotel. There's a nightclub there. There's an outdoor tiki bar on the beach. They have live music every day, even still right now. During the pandemic, they have live music almost every day outdoors. There's a tequila bar and a tap room right on site, a poolside bar. There's jet ski, parasail, rentals right there. So I think that this is a super great hotel if you're with a group of friends, if you're celebrating birthdays or parties, or if you're a couple who just really wants a lot of nightlife. Then Shepherd's is a great spot for you. It is 0.4 miles to get to the actual Clearwater Beach. So it is walking distance. It's probably not such a great walk if you're hauling and lugging a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, if you're carrying a bunch of stuff, just drive down and
just
park.
Just drive
somewhere.
Down and park, or just use the little private beach that they have there at Shepherd's.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Good call.
Yeah, and there's also a lot of other smaller, more budget-friendly hotels that's not considered a huge resort. I have a video that's getting ready to go live on the Life in Orlando YouTube channel that goes through in depth all of these top hotels. So if you're looking for more information, then check that out for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely a good video, and definitely we'll use some good highlight of what's available there.
Yeah. All right, I think that another thing that we have to do at the beach is talk about some of the restaurants. And there are a few staples at Clearwater that definitely stand out.
Yeah, absolutely. Two of my favorites, of course, are going to be Frenchie's and Krabby Bill's.
Yes.
And Krabby Bill's has my favorite crab legs that I just can't not eat when I go there.
Yes, so there are two locations of Krabby Bill's in Clearwater Beach. One is a fairly large restaurant right at the marina area.
Yeah, it's two-story, I think.
Yeah, it's two-story or three-story.
Maybe
actually.
Three, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's three-story. And another one is down kind of in the middle, closer past the Hyatt.
Right past the Hyatt, yeah.
Yes, but they do have our favorite crab legs called Biardi
crab legs. Biardi crab legs.
They're kind of a mix between a snow crab and an Alaskan king crab.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So much more meaty, but not as hard to break as a king crab.
Mm-hmm.
But man, such good flavor, and the way that they cook them up, good stuff.
They're good. So if you're looking for crab legs, then that's the spot to go. They also have a lot of other food and a lot of other options and some good drinks as well.
But try the crab legs.
Another one is a Clearwater Beach staple, and this is Frenchie's, and there are several locations.
Yeah, there's like four or five.
Around Clearwater Beach. Yeah, there's one that's right by this Krabby Bill's, close to the Hyatt. The best one, I would say, just from an atmosphere standpoint, is going to be down closer to on the north of the pier, right by Sand Pearl Resort. And for that one, you're kind of going to be right there at the beach. So the last time we were there, we sat on the beach, right?
Yeah.
We kind of had like our toes right in the beach while we're sitting.
Yeah, right in the sand, yeah.
And they have their grouper sandwich is one thing that they are known for. So if you're a fish person, try the grouper sandwich and also try the crab fries.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Good call.
Those are phenomenal.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for nicer restaurants, there are several. If you kind of want an elevated dining or celebrating a special occasion, the Bob Heilman Beachcomber, that one is located right on the main street. It's been around for a long time. Also, there is a Four Diamond restaurant located inside of Sand Pearl. That's great. And then there's a restaurant called Sequini, which is in Opal Sands. And that one is an Italian seafood. And I think that one is really good. They have some fresh house-made pastas, wood-fire pizzas, some seafood options. And it's a really nice atmosphere as well.
Yeah, agreed. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have all the different restaurants at the marina. The marina restaurants are good, too.
Yeah, don't forget the marina. For many, many years, we didn't go to the marina for restaurants because it's kind of tucked away and we kind of forgot about it. But there's a really great Mexican restaurant in there. There's a couple of great finds in there. So don't forget that if you're looking for something a little different there.
Yeah, definitely. And there's also a couple different options right there across from the Hilton. There's a Hooters there. There's the place with the biggest wings in the world. What was that place called? I don't remember the name of it.
No.
A little small restaurant that guy had the biggest wings in the world.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah. They were big, though.
Yeah, they were good wings.
Yeah. Back in the day.
For a breakfast or brunch option, most of these hotels are going to offer a restaurant with a breakfast or brunch. If you're looking for something a little different, head down the Clear Sky, which is on the north side as well, right beside of the Sand Pearl, for the best brunch and breakfast.
It's quite solid.
It's fantastic, and the prices are really, really reasonable, better than you're going to find in
any of the hotels,
inside the resorts or inside any of the hotels. And they have some great drinks as well, so definitely check
for breakfast.
For breakfast, definitely, yes, for breakfast.
No, drinks for breakfast
or brunch,
brunch, yes.
A brunch without champagne is just
brunch,
breakfast,
true,
yes,
right on.
All right, so what about some other things to do besides lying on the beach or by the pool?
Oh, I mean, we've talked about one of them. The marina is cool to go walk around and kind of check out, see the different boats that come in and go out from the different fishing trips and the pirate ship and just seeing the different boats and kind of hanging out there at the marina is kind of cool.
Yeah, and at the marina, there's a lot of different boat tours that you can go on. And this is where most of the boats are going to be docked. So you have everything from dolphin sightseeing boats to a pirate ship to sunset cruises to a speed racer. There are boats there where you can go deep sea fishing and that offer parasailing and jet ski rentals. There are so many different options. There's a tropical boat with what's the one that we always see?
Has like the little tiki
palm trees on it that goes on the sunset. And then the newest thing that we've been seeing is an actual floating tiki bar.
Yeah, which is cool.
It is really cool. Yeah. It is really neat. So there's a lot of boat options if you want to get out on the water. Tons of options available right at the marina.
Yeah. You can also go out on the pier if you wanted to just kind of go out deep and kind of check out the beach from the ocean. But you can also fish, of course, out there. So that's kind of cool. But the pier is really cool to go out on. I like it, actually, myself.
I like just meandering down on the pier.
Yeah.
And it's not as popular as it used to be, but there are still some activities that go on at sunset with a few vendors.
Yeah, it's gotten so small of late, though, unfortunately. Yeah,
with some street entertainment and a few vendors. I mean, there's still a few options there. But sunset is one thing that you're not going to want to miss while you're at Clearwater
Beach. Definitely not.
Because it's on the west side. You have amazing, fantastic sunsets.
Yeah, it's one of the best spots to get a sunset in the U.S., in my opinion.
I think so, too.
I mean, it really is.
Yeah.
So.
There's also the Clearwater Beach Marine, where Winter the Dolphin lives. So if you ever saw the movie Winter, then this is where the star of the movie lives.
That's right.
Right,
it's
here.
It's Winter's home.
Yes, it's Winter's
home. In Florida.
Kind of ironic, right?
Very.
But you can actually see Winter the Dolphin right here at the Clearwater Beach Marine. Yep. And then also, there is a trolley. So, the trolley, I don't remember the cost, but I do remember it being very reasonably priced, like $5 or so. And it goes everywhere, not just on Clearwater Beach. We've seen it over in Dunedin, right?
Yeah.
So, it does go fairly far. So, that could be a great option for transportation if you're not staying directly right on the beach or on one side and you're trying to get to the other side. Check out the trolley. There's also a different, like, there's these little cars that you can rent. Yeah. What are those called?
Almost like little buggies.
Almost like little buggies, and you can rent those as well. So there's some fun options for just kind of driving around and getting around there at the beach.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Anything else that you can think of to do?
I mean, no, not really. I mean, that kind of hits the main main gist of things. I mean, you can always just meander, just walk and people watch. It's always fun.
That's always fun. For nightlife, I would also say that there are a lot of spots that have live music.
True.
So especially at sunset, there's some rooftop bars. There's Jimmy's Crow's Nest. That's right on top of the Pier 60 Hotel. And there's actually several of those locations around. But a lot of the hotels are going to have these great rooftop bar areas. That's just fantastic. In the evening, they typically have live music there and some drinks and drink specials. So it's a great spot. And then even at night, we've noticed more and more and more so over the past few years, a lot of the bars and the restaurants are offering kind of live music as well. So there's more to do now in the evening than I would say there has been in the past. There's typically a movie located in the park right by the pier. So that's something for kids at night.
At least on the weekends. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm ready to go to Clearwater Beach now.
Yeah, right? For sure.
As long as we can find a hotel, because they seem to be all booked up.
Good luck with that right now.
Yes, but I'm ready for our next trip over. So that is it for us. We thank you so much for listening. As always, if you have any questions about visiting Orlando or the Central Florida area, reach out to me at Angie@lifeinorlando.com. If you have any questions about real estate or relocating to Orlando or the Orlando area, reach out to Ron.
Yeah.
At ronhowell@kw.com.
I guess I could have said that.
No problem.
My bad.
Don't forget to subscribe so that you can be alerted when a new episode comes out. And also, please check out and also subscribe to the Life in Orlando YouTube channel, where we do videos from around Orlando and the Central Florida beaches as well.
Yeah, definitely a lot of content there and great videos.
All right. Well, thanks so much, everyone. We hope that you have an awesome week.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to the Life in Orlando podcast. Planning a move to the Orlando area? Contact Ron today and work with a real estate expert who's helped countless people buy their Florida dream home. Don't forget to subscribe and follow us on Instagram and Facebook for your daily dose of Orlando fun.